Abood is a YouTuber, businessman, ex-convict, and a fan of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I do appreciate that. I wanted to talk to Abood about the prison system. There's a lot of talk out there about prison reform, and I think he's against that, I believe. I may be wrong. Abood, welcome back, sir.
Hey, Jesse, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you coming back. So remind us why you went to prison for a while.
Well, starting off at a very early age, I got mixed up in basically hanging out with the wrong people. I made a lot of mistakes in life, and the effects of having been incarcerated as a juvenile basically stuck with me. I was doing well for myself as a young man. I always worked since the age of 12, and the thing that really kicked it all off and began my downfall was a fight where I was attacked by a bouncer outside of a nightclub with a baseball bat. So in my defending myself, I just went way too far and ended up hurting this guy very badly. And as a result, I was facing significant prison time. And during that time that I was on bail waiting for the outcome of that case to present itself, I just mentally declined and I fell into a spiral of, you know, negativity. I didn't feel any motivation or desire to work. I thought that there was no hope for me. And when someone loses hope in life, you know, it's the worst thing because it just, nothing good comes of it. And as a result, I ended up doing a lot of bad things and committing a lot of crimes.
So, you were faced, at one point, you were facing 143 years in prison as a young man, right?
That's correct. That's including all of the cases that I had. I had multiple cases. Age 22, I walked in front of a judge and he explained to me that I was facing 143 years in prison.
Amazing.
I was being prosecuted by local municipalities, prosecutors, and the state of New Jersey decided to actually upgrade my charges, and they assigned a special prosecutor for organized crime who handled my case.
And so were you in and out of jail? You would go and serve some time and they would let you out, you commit more crime and go back. Were you in and out?
I've been arrested multiple times as a juvenile for minor things.
Right.
Did serve 1 year in prison as a juvenile. And then going back to the case I just mentioned with that fight, I got arrested there. I sat in jail for some time. I bailed out. And then while on bail, I got arrested two more times. I was under investigation by multiple different agencies and task forces, and that's how I ended up facing all that time.
Why being in jail the first time did not convince you that once you got out, you would never go back again, you wouldn't do crime again? Why weren't you convinced the first time?
That's a very good question, Jesse. So because I bailed out, I still did not know the outcome, ultimately how much time in prison I was going to serve for that case. So mentally, that's a very difficult thing to not know what's to come. I hired attorneys. Those attorneys were explaining to me that I was going to end up doing decades in prison. So being free in the real world, technically, I wasn't free mentally or emotionally. Every day I woke up and went to bed thinking I'm going to prison for 10 years, 20 years. So it was so difficult for me to put that aside and do anything productive and good.
And what made them reduce your sentence from 143 years? Why did they reduce it?
Well, they didn't actually reduce it because I wasn't sentenced to that. That's what I was facing.
Oh, I see.
So what happened was I was sitting in county jail for a year and a half before my case actually went to the trial phase. During that time, the state of New Jersey was counting on co-defendants of mine to cooperate with them and testify against me. When that ultimately didn't happen, and I just told them I'm going to trial, they realized that they didn't have a strong case against me. They didn't want to take the chance of losing the trial. I was also in a position where I had a 50-50 chance of losing or winning. It wasn't worth the risk for me. So at that point, I was able to negotiate. Initially, they started with one offer, and they told me that was going to be my only offer. It was 30 years, where I had to serve a mandatory 85% before parole eligibility. Ultimately, what I ended up getting sentenced to was a total of 20 years where I only had to serve five. Amazing. So I have multiple convictions, but I only had to serve a five-year prison term.
Why are you in support of so-called prison reforms? Why are you in support of that?
I don't know specifically what you're referring to, but the thing that I am passionate about and something that I've tried to get momentum behind is what I call criminal disqualification. So it's not necessarily having anything to do with letting people out of prison or shortening their sentences, but what it has to do with is there are millions of people in this country who have criminal convictions, felony convictions, such as myself. And to those people, once they get out, they've already served their time, they've paid the price for their crimes, but basically you're disenfranchised. You cannot get a job, especially with the internet these days. Every single employer will run a background check and you can't work anymore.
Right.
You can't vote anymore, you can't have firearms anymore, and you're not allowed to receive government benefits in the form of housing or college and multiple others. So the way I feel about it is, using my case as an example, I sat down with the Attorney General of New Jersey and we made a deal. That sentence in structure is a deal. They laid out all the terms of the deal and I agreed to it. I signed it. They signed it. But nowhere in that deal did they ever say that I would lose these rights and that employers would be able to use this against me for the rest of my life. So the question I have is for people who maybe 20, 30 years ago were convicted of crimes, what are these people supposed to do? If they want to do well, they left that part of their lives behind them. If I wasn't so fortunate to be able to have my own business, what would I do? I have a wife and three daughters. I want to do the right thing, but nobody will give me a chance because of things that happened more than 10 years ago.
But whose fault is it if you know before you commit the crime that the law is, if you commit the crime, first of all, you do the time, you lose all of your rights as a regular citizen would. That is a deterrent to keep you from doing the crime. But if you insist on doing the crime anyway, don't you deserve the results of what you've done? And so if they can't find a job, they can't vote, they can't do this, they brought that up on themselves, right?
That's a very fair point. But I think the deterrent is that you're going to go to prison if you commit crimes. The prison term in itself is the punishment. But after you serve the punishment, I don't think it's fair to basically just leave people to fend for themselves and say, okay, don't commit any more crime, but at the same time, you're not going to be able to get a job. It doesn't serve society in any way to leave these people in this situation, because at the end of the day, they're going to be forced to survive in some way. And no one's going to starve. And if you're given a choice between commit a crime or starve or not feed your children, they're going to commit the crime. So in a sense, they're being forced back into criminality.
But not if they have self-control, because if you go to prison committing the first crime, prison's supposed to be tough. Like, you know, like it used to be, put them on the road and make them fix the roads and do all that stuff. And if you do it again, knowing the consequences, you deserve what you get. And the people that you do the crime against, commit the crime against, they're still suffering from what you've done. Why should you have freedom when you get out of jail while the person that you committed the crime against are still suffering?
Again, I understand your perspective, and I know that many Americans probably share that point of view. But what I ask is to put yourself in the shoes of someone like I'm explaining about. You committed one mistake. All of us have made mistakes in lives. Most of us have committed crimes in our lives and just not gotten caught. I'm sure yourself, at some point, you've broken some law. I heard you say before you smoked marijuana before, correct?
Right.
That was illegal, but you did it anyway and you didn't get caught. So let's just say you did get caught at that point and you ended up having to go to jail. It was 30, 40 years ago. Is it fair to you that for the rest of your life, society tells you you're basically outcasted and banned?
Yeah, because we get what we deserve in life. So if you put that out, knowing that you're taking that kind of risk, you have to be ready to deal with the consequence. And when you're ready to deal with the consequence of taking that risk, committing a crime, when you're ready to accept that, then things will open up for you anyway. But if you're trying to force society to treat you well after committing a crime, then that's not good.
I understand, again, your perspective on it, but keep in mind, Jesse, that most of the people that end up in the prison system, first of all, prison in itself is a bad place. There's a lot of suffering there, and you are punished severely when you go there. But most of the people that end up in these situations, they made these mistakes as very young men.
A crime is not a mistake. You have to think about doing a crime. A mistake is when you stump your toe walking down the hall or something. But a crime is something you think about before doing it.
Well, I'll give you an example using myself. In that case, I was attacked by a man that was way bigger than me, over 100 pounds heavier than me, and he attacked me with a metal baseball bat. He ended up losing the fight. Technically, according to the law, I was facing prison because I hurt him very, very badly. Is that premeditated? I had no intention of hurting this man. I had no intention. I didn't even know him. I was defending myself.
You were defending yourself, but that wasn't—that's something that—that's not a mistake. You were defending yourself.